Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will have class number 2 in the series of classes called The Way to Connect. And the title of the class is You Are Never Alone. Actually, we started a series of classes called The Way to Connect because one of the sisters, she asked me about how she can manage her way in life while she is a single mother and she feels very lonely. And actually, in the first class, I clarified to her that in our worldly life, everyone can have this feeling of being lonely because, you know, many of us are immigrant, many of us are ill or sick, many of us are away from our families. You know, this feeling is around all the time, but we must have a way not to feel lonely. Okay, and this is the purpose of this class. It's called The Way to Connect. Actually, we must believe that it is Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We must believe that Allah, the originator, the restorer, who affects all he wants. Allah, the one, the creator, who created people based on his knowledge and decided their destiny. Allah, the one who determines the hour of their death, which they can never postpone. Allah determined mankind's fate 50,000 years before creation of the heavens and the earth. Allah knows what has happened and what will happen. All take place in accordance with his will. It is Allah's will that comes to pass, not the will of the humans. What Allah wills will occur, and what he doesn't will never occur. Only Allah knows when judgment, the day of judgment will be. Allah causes the rain to fall. Allah knows what is inside the womb. Yet people don't know what will happen tomorrow, nor they know where they will die. This is Allah, our Lord, the most merciful. Allah is with all of us all the time, and we must learn this fact that we are never alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-powerful, the most merciful, is always very close to every one of us. Inshallah, in these classes, we will know about this fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most closest to every one of us. And also we will learn the ways to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you will be all the time in connection with the one who has all the power, who has all the will, who has all the mercy, the one who never dies, the one who answers our supplication, and the one who is in control of all the events of our life. So let us today, sisters, learn about some verses of the Quran. And actually, I will not clarify to you why I choose these verses of the Quran. We will just read these verses of the Quran together, and then after reading these verses of the Quran, I will question you one question, and I am sure that inshallah you will answer the expected answer. Okay, so now we will start to recite some verses of the Quran. We will start with Surah number 25, verse number 58. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتوكل على الحي الذي لا يموت وسبح بحمده وكفى به بذنوب عباده خبيرا.
And put your trust in the ever-living one who dies not, and glorify his praises, and sufficient is he as the all-knower of the sins of his slaves.
So in this verse, we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ever-living one who dies not. Okay, now we will read from Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse number 73. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق ويوم يقول كن فيكون قوله الحق وله الملك يوم ينفخ في الصور عالم الغيب والشهادة وهو الحكيم الخبير.
It is He who has created the heavens and the earth in truth, and on the day of the resurrection He will say, be, and it is. His word is the truth. He will be the dominion on the day when the trumpet will be blown, all knower of the unseen and the seen. He is the all wise, the well acquaintance of all things.
Okay, so here, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that when He will say be, and it is, okay? And also Allah is well aware of all the things. Allah is the all-wise. Now we will read again from Surah Yasin, Surah number 36, verse number 82 and 83. Surah number 36, verse number 82 and 83. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون.
Verily, His command when He intends a thing is only that He say it, be, and it is. So glorified is He and exalted above all that they associate with Him, and in us, and in whose hand is the dominion of all things, and to Him you shall be returned.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us again in this verse of the Quran that when He intends a thing, it is only that He says to it be, and it is, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His hands is the dominion of all things. Okay, now we will learn again, sisters, from Surah number 3, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 40. A'udhu billahi minash. From Surah number 76, Surah number 76, verse number 30. Rahman Rahim, from Surah number 2, verse number 46. Surah number 20, Surah Taha, we will read verse number 46. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, we will read from 34 to 36 so that the meaning will be clear. Surah number 20, we will read from 43 to 46. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. Okay, let us read from 42. Okay, because the Arabic is different than the English. From 42 to 46. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اذهب أنت وأخوك بآياتي ولا تنيا في ذكري اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر أو يخشى قال ربنا إننا نخاف أن يفرط علينا أو أن يطغى قال لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى.
Go you and your brother with my ayat, and do not you both slacken and become weak in my remembrance. Go both of you to Pharaoh. Verily, he has transgressed and behaved as an arrogant and as a tyrant. And speak to him mildly, perhaps he may accept admonition or fear.
Okay. 45 and 46.
They say, our Lord, Verily, we fear lest he should hasten to punish us, or lest he should transgress. He said, Fear not, verily I am with both of you, hearing and seeing.
This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching us about Prophet Moses and his brother Harun. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to talk to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and to clarify to him that the Lord is Allah, one God, and he is not the Lord, and to ask him the request to give the children of Israel the way out of Egypt. Okay, so they said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Our Lord, we fear that he will punish us, okay, if we asked him to let us to have a way out of Egypt. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered them, Fear not, verily I am with you, both hearing and seeing. Okay, this is another rule in the Quran which we are learning from these verses, that Allah is with every one of us, hearing and seeing, so we are not supposed to fear anyone because Allah is so close to every one of us. Okay, now we will read again from Surah number 58, verse number 1 and verse number 5. أعوذ بالله من سورة number 58 verse number 1 and verse number 7. Read now from سورة number 58 verse number 1 and verse number 7. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي إلى الله والله يسمع تحاوركما إن الله سميع بصير.
Indeed, Allah has heard the statement of her that disputes with you concerning her husband and complains to Allah, and Allah hears the argument between you both. Verily, Allah is all-hearer and all-seer.
So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching to us in this verse of the Quran that when the woman, when a woman went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she disputed with him concerning her husband, and she complains to Allah, Allah listened to that complaint. Allah hears the argument between that woman and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Allah is the all-hearer and all-seer. Now we will read from the same verse of the Quran, verse number 7. The same surah number 58, verse number 7. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألم تر أن الله يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم أينما كانوا ثم ينبئهم بما عملوا يوم القيامة إن الله بكل شيء عليم.
Have you not seen that Allah knows whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is on the earth? There is no najwa of three, but he is their fourth with his knowledge, while he himself is over the throne, over the seventh heaven. Nor of five, but he is their sixth, nor of less than that or more than he is with them, wheresoever they may be. And afterwards, on the day of resurrection, he will inform them of what they did. Verily, Allah is all-knower of everything.
So you see, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in this verse of the Quran that Allah is the all-knower of everything. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that He is with us all the time with His knowledge. So you are never supposed to feel that you are alone, because Allah is with you all the time with His knowledge. Now we will read also from Surah number 66, verse number 3. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أصر النبي إلى بعض أزواجه حديثا فلما نبأت به وأظهره الله عليه عرف بعضه وأعرض عن بعض فلما نبأها به قالت من أنبأك هذا قال نبأني العليم الخبير.
And when the Prophet, peace be upon him, disclosed a matter in common to one of his wives, then she told it to another, and Allah made it known to him. He informed part thereof and left a part. Then when he told her thereof, she said, "Who told you this?" He said, "The All-Knower, the well-acquaintance has told me."
Okay. I tell you the meaning and the event behind this verse of the Quran so that we can realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with every one of us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Allah is the all-knower and all-aware. The story of that verse of the Quran is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed one of his wives about a special matter, and he asked her to keep it as secret. But she went and informed another wife, about that matter, and they planned to use it as a plot against Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah, the All-Hearer, informed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about that plot. And the Prophet mentioned to that wife about what she did. So she asked him, "Who told you?" Prophet Muhammad replied, "The All-Knower, the All-Aware, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." You see, sisters, we can think that we are alone, and we can plot, and we can plan, and we can make problems for people. And then when we meet those people, we show them that we love them, and they are important to us, and they are close friends to us. In spite of the fact we were plotting against them, and we are causing troubles for them, we are not aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with us when we were plotting and when we were planning to cause problems for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording all what we are doing in this life. Allah is the all-knower. Allah is all-aware. Regarding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him that those two wives, they were planning to cause some troubles for you, so go ahead and face that wife so that she will stop doing that plan and that plot. Okay, the message of this verse of the Quran is that we must be aware that Allah is with all of us, but with His knowledge in every second and in every place. So we are not supposed to think that I can deceive the people. Then, you know, this is the hypocrite people whom they don't like you. Suppose for me, someone whom she doesn't like me, she hates me, she's planning for problems for me. You know, she is not aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His knowledge, is with her. Allah is recording everything, and Allah will punish her for all what she is planning for. And if she is under the impression that when she will meet me, she will tell me, "I love you, you are my dearest friend," so that I will not be aware of anything, okay? She and me and all the Muslims must be aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with every one of us, and Allah is recording, and Allah is the one taking care, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of the true believers. And if we are true believers in the oneness of Allah, we must believe that Allah knows everything, so we are not supposed to feel that I can escape the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can deceive and no one will know about me. I can make some plots and no one will be aware of me. If the human being are not aware of the unseen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one all aware. Allah is the one all knower. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised in the Quran to take care of the true believers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge every one of us according to the intentions, according to the plans, according to what we hide in our hearts. So we are supposed to learn these facts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that inshaAllah we will be always having good intentions, and we will be always having one faith. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about those whom they have the double face, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take care of the true believers, and Allah can stop those whom they are plotting against the true believers. And this is the example from the Quran, the story of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his wife. In order to know about how Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handled this plotting, we will read the verse number 4, the next verse from the same surah of the Quran, verse number 4 and 5, to know about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this plot against Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will read from the same surah, surah number 66, verse number 4 and 5, because Sister Rumelia wants to know what is the rest of the story. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن تتوبا إلى الله فقد صغت قلوبكما وإن تظاهرا عليه فإن الله هو مولاه وجبريل وصالح المؤمنين والملائكة بعد ذلك ظهير عسى ربه إن طلقكن أن يبدله أزواجا خيرا منكن مسلمات مؤمنات قانتات تائبات عابدات سائحات ثيبات وأبكارا.
If you two, Aisha and Hasfan,
Hafsa,
during repentance to Allah, your hearts are indeed so inclined. But if you help one another against him, then verily Allah is his Maula. And Jibril and the righteous one among the believers, and furthermore, the angels are his helpers. It may be, if he divorces you, that his Lord will give him instead of you wives better than you. Muslims, believers, and obedient, turning to Allah in repentance, worshipping Allah sincerely, given to fasting, previously married and virgins.
Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to all of us in this verse of the Quran that even for the prophets of Prophet Muhammad, for the wife of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a warning that they are not supposed to make any plot against him, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord, the Master, the Protector of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Jibreel, and all the righteous among the believers, and also the angels are his helpers. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, will command all his creatures to help Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then this is the warning for them, that it may be if he divorced you all, okay, that Allah will give him instead of you wives better than you. Obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning to Allah in repentance, Allah is teaching those two wives to turn to Allah in repentance and to be obedient to Allah. And being obedient to Allah means also to be obedient to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defend Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and send the message that none is supposed to plot against him, otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one to help him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one actually to take the revenge for the sake of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are learning from this story, sister, that Allah knows everything, Allah is aware of everything, Allah is with every one of us. It is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that covers all the heavens and the earth. We are not supposed to feel that we can plot, we can deceive, we can hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording everything. Now we will read the next verse, which is related to our topic today, which is from Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse number 12. Wa ta'ala is clarifying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he can replace him with wives better than what he had, okay? And those, the wives whom Prophet Muhammad can marry them, they can be virgins and they can be those whom they married before, okay? This is a clarification that, you know, in Islam, okay, divorce is one of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so for a woman whom she is divorced, this is not the end of the life. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that for Prophet Muhammad, he can give him virgins and he can give him divorced wives or widows. So that, you know, no one will be under the impression that if I am divorced, I will not be allowed, you know, to have a good husband. No, you can have the best husband. That is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and because of that he clarified that those whom they are virgins or they, you know, the others whom they are widows or they are divorced wives.
I was just asking, because yes, it says somewhere that you can get virgins. Yes.
No, yes. But my understanding is that he can replace it, and even if the wives can be divorced, previously divorced, but it can be better wife, because Allah is saying we're going to replace you.
Yes.
No, and he's talking only with virgins. Yes. He's saying we will replace you with better wives, the ones have been married
and divorced before.
I'll you know? Ask you my questions at the end.
Yes, because you know some people, and especially the Muslim, they always believe that divorced women are, second class women. Okay, and Allah subhanahu, yes, they always believe that, you know, first class is the virgin, second class is the divorced. So when someone will come and tell you, I want to marry, and this is the first marriage for me, but I will marry a divorced woman, everyone will tell him, why? No, go ahead and marry a virgin one. Okay, this is the mentality of the Muslims. Okay, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying here in the Quran that it is whether a divorced woman or a virgin woman, the most important is the belief and the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. So now we will read to continue to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read from Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse number 12. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لمن ما في السماوات والأرض قل لله كتب على نفسه الرحمة ليجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه الذين خسروا أنفسهم فهم لا يؤمنون.
Say, to whom belongs all that it is in heavens and the earth? Say, to Allah. He has prescribed mercy for himself. Indeed, he will gather you together on the day of the resurrection, about which there is no doubt. Those who have lost themselves will not believe, as being one of his messengers and in resurrection.
Okay. The message of this Quran is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that the heavens and the earth belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most important message in this verse of the Quran is that Allah has prescribed mercy for himself. Okay, this is, you know, sisters, a very important rule which every Muslim must be aware of, because this, when you realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed mercy for himself, okay, you will be actually feeling that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us read hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بسم الله الرحيم. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah has divided mercy into 100 parts. He kept 99 parts with him and sent down one part to the earth. And because of that one single part, his creatures are merciful to each other, so that even the mare lifts up its hoof away from its baby animal, lest it should trample on it. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, there is also another hadith, then I will explain to you these both hadiths. The other hadith is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah completed the creation, He wrote in His book, which is with Him on His throne, verily my mercy has overcome my anger. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sisters, whom we must actually keep these words in our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote that His mercy overcome His anger. Okay? In the previous hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that all the mercy on the earth, which you can feel it when you were taking care of your baby, you know, all whatever mercy is in your heart towards your parents, towards your kids, towards your husband, towards humanity, okay? This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 100, His mercy is 100 parts. Out of His mercy, He kept 99 for the Day of Judgment because of the sins of the Muslims to save them from, you know, the hellfire. 99 parts of the 100 are saved for the Day of Judgment. And only one part is on the earth. Out of this part, all the mercy between the human beings, the animals, is from that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can imagine how great is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because since Allah created the earth until the Day of Judgment, every mother whom she loved her baby, every kid who he loved his parents, the wife loves to her husband, any kind of love over the earth from the Day of Creation until the Day of Judgment, all this great mercy is one part of the mercy of the 100 parts of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with every one of us in every second and in every place. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom He wrote about Himself that His mercy has overcome His anger. Now we will read again about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Surah Fatir, verse number 2. We will read, inshallah, from Surah number 5, verse number 2. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ma yaftahi Allahu lil-nasi min rahmatin fala mumsika laha wa ma yumsik fala mursila lahu min ba'di wa huwa al-azizul hakim.
Whatever of mercy Allah may grant to mankind, none can withhold it. And whatever He may withhold, none can grant it thereafter. And He is the Almighty, the All-Wise.
Okay. So sisters, inshallah, we can learn the detailed meaning of this verse of the Quran, because actually I clarified the meaning of this verse of the Quran in one complete class. You know, because actually this verse of the Quran is a source of mercy to every believer. Because when you realize that the mercy is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none can make you to feel, tranquility, to feel peace, to feel content, to feel happy, to be accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my kids cannot prevent the mercy of Allah if they are not happy with me. My husband cannot prevent the mercy of Allah to reach my heart if he is not happy with me. The head of the work cannot prevent. Even my parents cannot prevent. none on the earth can prevent me from feeling the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the mercy of Allah is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened for you the gate of mercy, you will feel it all the time in the depths of your heart, in spite of the fact maybe you are having a lot of hardships in your life, but still, because He opened for you the gate of mercy, you will be living inside, actually I call it the castle of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be living inside this castle of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is actually preventing the hardship to affect your heart, preventing the trials to affect your belief, preventing the hardship to affect your health and your psychological condition. You are always guarded by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all the hardships of the worldly life, and the only one who can give you this feeling is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None can prevent you from living inside this feeling from any of the human being. If you believe in this fact, you will be all the time, sister, having the hope that in the middle of any hardship, any trial, any difficulty of my life, I can escape to the actually this castle.
I just want to clarify that, you know, that we're crying when we feel touched about something, that's Allah's mercy, right? And I just want to let you know that I was reading in a book, in a very prestigious book, written by a neuropsychiatrist. He was mentioning the parts of the brain, and he said that there is, I cannot remember the part of the brain that is responsible for feeling mercy. And you know what? This part of the brain that is responsible for feeling mercy is bigger in women than in men. And I would like to know, Allah even thought about
this. See, Allah knows about this. Allah knows that the women are very emotional and they need the feeling of mercy, so He made it bigger for them.
It is
than
bigger
the men. SubhanAllah, this is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. Actually, the more you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially the Muslim women, you know, they must believe that Allah is the most merciful regarding the Muslim women. You know, but because we are not aware of the rules of the Quran and we are not aware of the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we just, follow those whom they say everything is against the woman in Islam, everything is for the men in Islam, Islam is the religion of the men and the husband. This is totally wrong. When you leave the Quran with the depths of your heart, when you feel the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, and this is especially for the Muslim women. And actually the verse of the Quran which we just read about that woman whom she disputed with Prophet Muhammad about the problem with her husband, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was listening, and Allah sent, the rule in this, or the judge in this problem for that woman, and it was all for the side of the woman, more than what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was deciding to say to that woman. She was complaining from her husband to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he wants the family to be good, he told her, forgive him and continue your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran from the heaven not to forget him. You know, he must follow 1, 2, 3 rules before you can forget him, and before he can come to you again as his wife. The more you learn about the Quran in depth, the more you realize that Allah is the most merciful, and the Muslim women are honored by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, in these classes, I will try to explain this to you, sisters. Problem with the Quran, problem with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we will learn in this class, is the way to connect is that we don't have any time to realize, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to understand the reality of the worldly life, to understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind the rules of the Quran and behind the events of our life. We don't have any time in reality, in depth, to learn about, you know, the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding our life. And we are just coming to the Quran to solve our problems in the worldly life, not to learn, not to understand, not to realize, not to have a way of life. No, we are, most of the Muslims, they don't handle the Quran in this way. You know, actually, I don't like to clarify this, but when we learn this fact, we, inshallah, with our good intention to learn the Quran as a way of life, you will realize how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Muslims, how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the true believers, how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the wife whom she is trying her best to live marriage as an act of worship. You will realize the depth of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will make you always feeling reassurance, tranquility and peace in spite of all the trials, illness, hardships, whatever in this worldly life. Inshallah, you will always feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making a way all the time, in every second, in every place, for the believer to live His mercy and to be always content with His decree and to live the worldly life as a test, and not to bother yourself at all about what is happening, how the trial will finish, who will take care of me, where I will be tomorrow, what will be my destination, who will, how I will support myself, how to defend those people whom they are trying to cause troubles for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get all these worries out of your mind and out of your spirit, and you will be the only one realizing that all praise to Allah, I am living in your mercy, in spite of the fact everyone around me is worried about my situation, about my hardship, about all of this, but because I am a true believer in your oneness, because I live your words, I live with your words with the depths of my heart, Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, your decree is the best, your actually whatever you write for me is the best, I agree, I am content, everything is alright, I am in the best shape. This is how the true believer is living all the time this worldly life, when we can connect correctly with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can connect correctly when we pray, when we do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will live the worldly life in a totally different way, and you will not be able to explain this to the people around you, because this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving only to the true believers. Others, they will never be able to feel it, because they don't have the time to know Allah, to learn His words, to live with Him, to feel His mercy. So they are all around in the worldly life, running after the worldly life, deceiving themselves that we are close to Allah, we can pray the five prayers, inshallah we will go to Umrah, inshallah we will go to Hajj, but oh Allah, we want the worldly life, the worldly life, the worldly life. This is the reality of the people, and they deserve what they have, because this is the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is sending for us the book of mercy. He is close. He is with every one of us in every minute and in every second. He called us to call on Him so that He will answer our supplication. But He is looking for our sincerity, for our belief in His oneness, for our acceptance, for our obedience, and then it will be His mercy to shower us in all the events of our worldly life. This is the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why the Muslims are not aware of it? Why the Muslims are not getting benefit of it? Why the Muslims are not living in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Actually, this is the answer for the sister whom she asked me, why I am living alone, how I can be a single mother. The answer is from these verses of the Quran, which we read today. Sister, my dearest Muslim, True believer, sister, you are never alone. The all-powerful, the most powerful, the all-merciful, the one who has the will, the one who is taking care of everything, the one who never dies is with you all the time, taking care of you, answering your supplication, listening to your complaint. Just try to connect with him in the correct way and you will never feel that you are lonely. Inshallah, next week we will continue to know about the ways to connect with the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question, sister, if you don't have a father, if you don't have a mother, if you don't have kids, if you don't have a husband, if you don't have anyone in this worldly life, do you feel that you are lonely and why? One by one.
Yes. So I want to Sister Daniel to answer if it is all.
We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with us, but at the same time we do need support. We do need to be reminded that He is with us at all times.
Yes, I agree with you. Okay, can you answer when you don't have anyone in this life? Okay,
And I think we may feel lonely because we rely more on other on human beings more than Allah.
Yes, I agree with you for this. You see, this is the issue.
Okay.
You want to say anything? Okay, I will. Yes, okay.
I want to say